Good evening. Great to see everybody tonight. In Children's Sunday School, we recently studied in the book of Joshua where God miraculously parted the Jordan River so his people could cross over into the promised land. That moment represented the fulfillment of God's promise that had been delayed by 40 years of wilderness wandering. But after the entire nation had crossed the Jordan River and they were ready to occupy the land, they were all raring to go, God told them to pause, to take a moment to reflect on his faithfulness. He told them to take 12 stones out of the middle of the river and to build an altar so that they would remember and so that they would tell their children about God's miraculous provision that day. And Joshua 4 says, so that all the people on the earth would know that the hand of the Lord is mighty. So tonight, we're going to spend almost all of our time talking about the future, and that's as it should be. Dave's been talking about, you know, mission, vision, strategy. Jeff's going to talk about how we're going to approach the land sale proceeds, seeking to be faithful stewards. But my segment, we're going to pause for just a couple of minutes, and we're going to think back about the one of the many aspects of God's faithfulness at Northwest, and that's specifically his incredibly generous and miraculous financial provision for this church. So God's generous hand was first seen through the original provision of this facility. For the first almost 10 years of its existence, Northwest worshiped on Sunday mornings in a Seventh-day Adventist church on Bandera Road and met and had offices across the street in a house that we rented across Bandera. But, you know, we knew that we could have a far more impact if we had a meeting place of our own. So God worked, at that time, he worked through a huge downturn in the Texas real estate market in 1991 to provide that meeting place. At the time, this building was just a shell. It was intended to be a shopping center, but it was empty, except for two nominally finished rooms. Finish is generous, two nominally something to rooms at the upper end of the building. So before going into bankruptcy, this building, parking lot, and the 2.2 acres were valued on the tax rolls for $1.2 million. And we purchased them for $210,000. So if you're doing the math with me, that was $990,000 less than what had been recently valued. So I'm going to take the liberty to round that and say that that was God's first million-dollar miraculous provision for Northwest and for his ministry through Northwest. Well, soon after we began utilizing this facility for ministry, we sought to have some adjacent land so we'd have the potential for facility expansion should it be warranted by the scope of God's ministry here. And again, we repeatedly experienced God's gracious, generous provision. So in 1994, we purchased the adjacent 2 acres to the east along Gilbo across the power line easement there for $40,000. Then in 2004, the owners behind us were having trouble developing the land, and so they dropped their asking price for those 12 acres to $125,000, so we bought that land. Then in 2006, we sold those original 2 acres, originally we paid $40,000 for. We sold them for $130,000, and we paid off the 12 acres. And then 2 months ago, we learned that the sale of 10 of the 12 acres behind us was going to go through for $2.5 million. So netting out all those transactions, we still have 2 adjacent acres. Now they're behind us adjacent along Old Tezel, preserving the option for a facility expansion should it be warranted. And as in Jesus' parable of the soils, God has multiplied our initial land investment of $40,000 by about 60 times to a number that's way over $2 million. So again, representing another million-dollar miraculous provision from God for his ministry here through Northwest. So a good friend texted me this week, God is certainly exceptionally faithful and generous. And so he demonstrates that in multiplied ways in our lives. And tonight we've had the opportunity to reflect on and celebrate one of those many ways that he's demonstrated his faithfulness, which is through his financial provision of the ministry here at Northwest. So Jacob's going to lead us in a song as we celebrate God's faithfulness.